In the first reading today, we hear as the people are brought by Moses near to, well, they were supposed to come near to Mount Sinai, but they didn't want to come up near to the mountain. And they said, "You tell us what the Lord said. We don't want to hear God's voice anymore." And they stayed away. And it's interesting what Moses said. Told them, "Don't be afraid. God is testing you. God is testing you." So when we look at what's going on today, there are lots of people who certainly don't want to hear the voice of God. They don't want to have anything to do with God. But for those who do, God is testing us. This is the way that He works, and it's what we all have to understand. We tend to look at it and say, "Well, look, you know, He gives us the commandments, and, you know, if we're following the commandments, everything should be hunky-dory for us. We shouldn't have any problems because we're doing God's will." What is it that God wants for you? Only the best. What is the best? To be as holy as you can possibly be. Not to be as rich as you can possibly be, not to have the most comfort that you can possibly have, not to have the greatest ease that you can possibly have, to be as holy as you can possibly be. That's what He desires. And so He's going to test us, because it's the only way that we can grow. It's not because there's anything that He has against us, it's because He loves us. And so He's going to keep pushing us to grow in holiness. That's the desire of the Lord. And that's the part that we have to be able to recognize. Because otherwise what happens is that we fall away from the Lord and we fall into the trap that these Pharisees talk about, what Jesus talks about to them. He said, "Well, why do your disciples not follow the traditions of the elders?" And Jesus said to them, "Why do you not follow the word of God? Which is more important?" Now, the traditions of the elders were all good. There was nothing, I mean, we would recognize that as a smart thing to wash your hands before you eat. Well, I suspect you all taught your kids to do that. Yeah, of course it's a wise thing to do. But it's not the word of God. Which is greater? Do we want to hear the voice of God? Well, the human voice is easier for us to listen to because it often says what it is that we want to hear. But it's not necessarily the best for us. Even when it's good, it's not necessarily the best. God wants only the best. And so if we try to do things in another way than what God is trying to do, we're setting aside the word of God for something which is merely human. And if we do that, we're not going to grow the way that God wants us to. So the real question we all have to ask is, do we want what God wants? As Moses said to the people, don't be afraid. As I keep pointing out, God is in love with you. Understand that. God is in love with you. He doesn't want bad things for you. He doesn't want you quaking in fear. He wants you to draw near to Him. He wants you to hear His voice. He wants you to be able to receive Him in your heart. He wants union with you. Now the question is, do we love God? Do we want to hear His voice? Do we want to receive Him in our hearts? Do we want union with Him? If the answer to any of those things is no, we're going to stay away. We're going to be at a distance. And we're going to say, "You talk to God and then tell us what He said, but we don't want to hear the voice of God ever again." Really? Imagine a newly married couple looking at one another and saying, I don't ever want to hear your voice again. No, they want to hear the voice of their beloved. God loves you. He wants you near. He wants you close. And he wants to be closer to you than you are to yourself because he wants to dwell within you. You don't need to be afraid. Yes, he wants the fear of the Lord and that positive sense of that. That is, that you would love him so much that you wouldn't want to do anything that would offend him. But he doesn't want you to be quaking in fear. He wants you to love him. That's what this is all about. So he's testing us. How much do we love him becomes the question. That's what we all have to look at within our own hearts. Because as the Lord said, it's from within the heart that defiles a man. It's also from within the heart that makes us saints. So the question is, which do we want? We have the whole list of things that Jesus talks about if we want to ruminate about ugly things. We also have within our heart the ability to have the most profound love and the most profound union with God. So it is from the heart that we are defiled. It is from the heart that we are made holy. The choice is ours. God is going to test us to see if we're serious about this. And if we are, then let him into your heart. And there, in the very depths of your heart, united with God, united in love with God, there you will hear his voice and become a saint.